Shop local at the Emporia Farmers Market.
Fowler's Flowers Garden Center will be opening soon, offering a huge selection of bedding plants, perennials, vegetables, herbs, planters, and vibrant hanging baskets. Shoppers will find 3 cubic foot bags of Fertilum potting soil at the absolute best price in town. A knowledgeable horticulturist will be available to provide expert advice and help gardens thrive. Credit, debit, and checks accepted, but cash is preferred. Make Fowler's Flowers at 801 West 6 your first stop this season. You'll be glad you did.
Professionalism, expertise, and experience. Judy Turner with Farm and Home Real Estate is ready to help you with the spring and summer housing market. Whether it's buying or selling, may your walls know joy, may every room hold laughter, and every window open to great possibility. Let Judy Turner at Farm and Home Real Estate help you find that perfect home and sell your existing home. Contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 620-344-6165.
We want to recognize the best students in our area. Nominate a student from ESU or FHTC today at kvoe.com/student. It's the Student of the Month from KVOE, 96.9 FM, 1400 AM, and kvoe.com.
All right, students, eyes forward, listen up.
In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael. KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Welcome back to In the Garden on KVOE, AM 1400, 96.9 FM. Travis Carmichael, Lyon County Extension horticulturalist, is with us as he is every Thursday fielding your questions. And you can get those to Travis by calling us 620-342-5863 or text us your questions here this morning in 620-342-5863. Well, henbit chickweed, something that we deal with every year, Travis.
Yes, and it's in full bloom.
It
right
is now, isn't it?
So if you don't know what it is, it's also a very pretty purple flower, but it forms in more of like a wave across the landscape instead of dotted little purple spots here and there. So yeah, we're seeing it in full force right now. You're even seeing it on crop ground, so we'll see it in our lawns, landscapes, gardens, and as I mentioned, crop ground. Got some good crop of it west of town. If you take Highway 50, you'll know it when you see it. It's that purple, and whatnot. It's considered a winter annual, so that means it germinates in the fall, and goes through a bit of a dormancy period in the winter, and then we see it now complete its life cycle. And that's the same for chickweed. Chickweed, the blooming's not as showy. It's kind of more inconspicuous, but it's also a problem this time of year. Yeah. So it'll be much of a smaller leafed plant versus the henbit. Henbit we just see because of the big wave of purple flowers that it produces. Regardless, this point of the year, when we notice it the most, is the hardest time to control it.
tough to get rid of it right now.
Yes. Yeah. We actually want to do control in the fall. Is a better time to control it. So we're looking at doing either a pre-emergent and post-emergent control or just doing the post-emergent. So post-emergent is something after it's germinated and emerged out of the soil. Sometimes it works better to do the two together. That's up to you. Okay. How much you want to of that work you want to do. Also, again, this is another one that also gives some food to some of our wildlife in the spring when it blooms. So again, I'll leave it up to everyone whether or not they want to control, because you know we've been pushing more and more about making sure we're handling our pollinators. So again, if you want to keep some of it, you can do so. It is an easy pull. This doesn't have a very deep root system. Yeah. It is a fairly easy pull if you do want to kind of keep it out of certain areas. But regardless, if you choose to do some controlling, we can put pre-emergence down about mid-September. That can be any of our main pre-emergence that's on the market. Barricade, Dimension, Holtz, which is a Scotts product. Those items are all can control the henbit and the chickweed. Then we can go in with what I call that post-emergent, about late October into early November. That's using 2,4-D Weed Be Gone, Weed Free Zone, Weed Out, Trimec, those products. When we're spraying that late in the year, though, the key is making sure we find a day where we're at or above 50 degrees during the daytime. That's when plants are actively, I don't want to say growing, because most everything at that point is going to be storing and getting ready for winter. These will be growing because they are a winter annual, but that's when plants are actively moving water through their system. They're translocating nutrients. So those days when it's above 50 degrees are when you want to spray. So that can be tricky sometimes, depending on our falls. But just know those are the days to look for. Now, if you feel like you have missed some and you have to do some spot treatment in the spring, not doing a mass killing, you can use like the Weed Free Zone and the Weed Out. Those are a little bit stronger chemicals versus the 2,4-D. So they are formulated a little bit different to help pack a bigger punch, but still your best bet is to control this in the fall. So, and I've done this a few years too, where we'll hit on this come fall about, hey, think about that if you've really had a bad infestation of it this spring. So, yeah, I know I've had phone calls this week about it, and it's just like, no, sorry. Enjoy the purple, or pull it. That's your.
I bet you get a lot of dandelion questions now too, don't you?
We do sometimes, but best time for that's fall as well.
See?
Kind of the same time frame.
Yeah.
So when you're applying the chemicals for the henbit and chickweed, you're doing a twofer. You're taking care of them and the dandelions at the same time.
Yeah. So, and I have heard. You know, we really need to, you mentioned pollinators on a number of occasions here during the program, and do every week, and mm-hmm. that's good. You know, as far as dandelions go, I've had some people say, hey, don't use the insecticides on your dandelions mm-hmm. because the bees
yep.
are drawn to this.
They are. The bees are. The honeybees are drawn to them, and our native bees as well. So, yeah.
Your call.
It's your call. You know, I'm giving you the information of how to control that if you want. I'm not trying to tell you have to.
Yeah.
I am a trained horticulturalist. Yes, a beautiful lush green lawn. There's nothing better as well as a beautiful landscape planting with flowers. I mean, it's all beautiful. But yes, we also need to be considering our pollinators, because we have been seeing declines in them, especially more over recent years. And so thinking about that, you know, there's ways to incorporate all this and still have beauty within our lawns and our landscapes. That's my new approach to everything. I'm trying to help folks understand is there's a way to incorporate all this in and still have what we've always known as our beautiful landscapes, but yet there's also ways to cater to our pollinators as well.
Well put, Travis Carmichael. He's with us every Thursday morning in the garden here at KVOE. So if you have any questions, 11:05 Thursday is the time to text us or give us a call. We would love to hear from you. If you need some answers to more pressing issues during the week, Travis, how can they get a hold of you?
They can either give me a call at the Lyon County Extension Office at 620-341-3220, or feel free to stop by the office. We're on West Highway 50, right next to the Lyon County Fairgrounds. We're across from Goods Cash Saver.
What's going on this week and next week?
This week, I'm at a little bit of a lull. Next week on Wednesday evening, we have our next Grow Your Garden series.
Okay, that's right, yeah.
On growing hydrangeas, and we're also going to talk a little bit about soil fertility and health. Deadline was yesterday, but I'll let anyone who listening today,
if you want to slide in,
give us a call or visit our website. Registration is still open yet. To register, just call the office or visit our website at lyon.ksu.edu. Click on the Grow Your Garden picture in the center of the page, and that's where you can register for classes and the one for next week and all the other ones. Yeah. They're all open. So read the catalog, look at the descriptions, pick which ones you want to come to. We'd be glad to have you.
Yeah, you'll learn a lot, too. It's good programs. Our In the Garden program brought to you by the Emporia Farmers Market, featuring the best of homegrown, homemade, and handmade since 1982. Fowler's Flowers Garden Center opening soon. 2025 season is going to be opening here quickly. 801 West 6th Avenue. Stay tuned for opening day details. By Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate. For all of your real estate needs, buying or selling, contact Judy Turner, Farm and Home Real Estate, 344-6165. By Waters Hardware, don't have what you need to get that big job done? Well, Waters has it in their extensive rental department. Waters Hardware, 2727 West Highway 50. By Jeff and Pre Williams with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. Don't wait. Spring into action. Make your move. Call Jeff and Bree at 341-7653. And by Grove Gardens, helping you decorate your life with all kinds of color. Head to Grove Gardens, beautiful Grove Gardens, 401 West Main in Council Grove, bringing you In the Garden. Travis, great job. Talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Travis Carmichael, In the Garden, 1147. Good morning.
In the Garden with K-State Extension horticulturalist Travis Carmichael, KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Stocks are nearly wiping out most